Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Here we are in the year 2019, and it's time for our New Year's resolutions. Yet there's really only one resolution we need to make, and we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, the one New Year's resolution we need to make and keep. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, I've spoken before about the painful social climate in the United States, you know, looking for scapegoats, name-calling, lying, demeaning whole groups of people, and how toxic this rhetoric makes all of us feel, especially young people, people of color. Vulnerable individuals of all kinds are feeling more anxious. The mental health of the whole country is negatively impacted by this. And there are many countries experiencing similar social and emotional stress. So I want to think that the horrible experience we're having is something we can learn and grow from, that we'll come back from this and be more thoughtful, more honest, respectful, humble, compassionate, self-sacrificing, less divisive. And most urgently, I'm hoping that we'll embrace the reality that we have limited time to mitigate the long-term impacts of climate change. So, where is the New Year's resolution in all this? Well, neither you nor I are going to change much of this. But we don't want to sit around and be victims of it either. That's where a New Year's resolution can help. When we feel empowered, when we feel better. And that's where we can make a difference. If we change ourselves, we impact everything else we touch, from our families and our intimates, our friends, colleagues, acquaintances, even chance encounters with strangers. The resolution we can all embrace is a mindset of kindness. I know that sounds vague and not actionable, and you might even be thinking, Neil, for crying out loud, if I were any kinder, I'd be the poster child for a codependent of the year. But let's take a closer look, and let's start with kindness towards ourselves. There are many ways that you and I can be kinder to ourselves. And we can't be authentically kind to others unless we can be authentically kind to ourselves. I'll offer up a couple of ideas. You may relate to some of these, and maybe not. Maybe there's a million others that you're going to relate to that I'm not going to mention. But here's one. It could be common. Eat less. Eat less often. Eat less sugar. Not at all from the position of, I've got to lose this damn weight, but from the position of, I deserve health. And out of self-kindness and an empowered self, we can make decisions that our very best friend would encourage us to make. Other ways to treat ourselves kindly would be take up or renew an old enjoyable hobby, such as drawing or watercolors or painting. Playing a musical instrument. How about exercise, of course, or a sport that we really enjoy? How about relax more for some of us? Maybe if we were our own best friend, we would say, you know what, you really like to read and you never give yourself a chance to do it. you need to sit down and create reading time every day. For some of us, it could be get more organized, organize our space or our finances. Are there some old friendships that have been on the back burner that we need to renew and check in with? An aid for self-improvement, once again, only from a position of kindness, is a book by my colleague, Laura Hannes Webb, which I referred to in an earlier podcast. It's called Brain Hacks, Life-Changing Strategies to Improve Executive Functioning. I promise this book is fabulous and it will prove helpful. I bought several copies, both for myself and to share with clients. Let's think about being more empowered with kindness and your family. I'm not saying do more for your kids. I'm saying whatever you do, including setting and enforcing limits, even taking away privileges that are not being earned, can all be done from an attitude of kindness and not anger or accusation. Try noticing and commenting on kids' positive behaviors and attributes. And yes, even when the kids are doing things that are annoying, you can love them, hear them, listen to them, validate their feelings, care about what they think and feel. If you're asking them to do something rather than getting louder as your frustration builds and they ignore you, get closer, much closer. Keep your tone kind and repeat your request. Keep in mind that kindness isn't weakness. It reflects confidence and personal empowerment. Make sense? How about your spouse or partner? Do not take for granted how important you are to them and how important your love and your kind thoughts and words and touches are to them. Are you waiting for a kind word for them? Well, while you're waiting, offer a kind word to them. I call this oxygenating the pond. You know, you and your partner are a very small ecology, like a pond, a small social ecology, and you represent half of it. So when you offer kindness into the pond, you're making a big splash. Oh my God, I'm really beating the hell out of this metaphor. Sorry about that. I just call it oxygenating the pond, and when you do, it makes a difference. Even if you're concerned that your relationship is in trouble and your partner is not meeting your needs, you can set limits, tell them what you need that you aren't getting, even let them know that you won't stay in the relationship without important changes, and you can still keep your kind mindset. How about random acts of kindness? You know, I mentioned in a blog recently that I was deeply moved when a young man who took my food order bought my lunch for me when he realized I was struggling emotionally after visiting friends who were in declining health. I was so moved that it brought me to tears. You know, where I live in Santa Cruz in California, there are a lot of homeless people and many are panhandling. I don't want to encourage panhandling, so I give my dollar a day to the local homeless services center. But once in a while, if I'm going into a shop around lunchtime, I'll bring out an extra sandwich for a homeless person. And the response I get to this is that I just made their day. That act is not eliminating a social problem, but it is an act of kindness, and it is rewarding for me, probably as much, or if not more, than the person who just got lunch. Now, use your imagination. The possibilities are unlimited. Everyone needs an act of kindness. Me, you, and the person that you're going to see next. How can kindness reverse global warming? How can you or I make a difference? Any change we make as individuals won't register in the big picture. It won't show up at all. But it will register with us. And when we are conscientious about the environment, we're going to feel better And if we all take a small action, well, maybe we'll make a big dent. Yes, we need to get off of fossil fuel and get onto sustainable sources of energy. But what can you and I do? Well, maybe walk to the grocery store instead of drive. Switch lights to LEDs. Maybe there's a way that we can participate in a local carbon reduction effort of some kind. Now you're doing something, and you're being kind to our beloved Earth. And don't you feel better? When we approach our lives with kindness, in this case being kind to the Earth, our lives are richer, and we feel better. Let's think about what a kind attitude might look like in some other instances. When you see someone driving too fast or recklessly, rather than thinking, "What a jerk," think about, "Wow, that's dangerous. I wonder what's going on with that guy." A kind attitude might be that we notice our own prejudices. If you're a white person and you notice a couple of black men walking in your direction and you feel uneasy, instead of switching to the other side of the street, notice your feelings of unease, and then acknowledge the men as you pass each other. You're concerned that the school isn't meeting your son's needs, that he's active, maybe has ADHD or a learning disability, and they are taking a punitive attitude towards him. Of course, you want them to meet his needs and create a change, and maybe you need to be firm. But kindness would encourage you to assume that they're doing their best with what they know, and that they care about kids. So rather than engaging them with demands and legal threats, maybe something like, "I realize you're struggling with Jeffrey, and Jeffrey is struggling trying to feel and be successful. I'd like to talk about how we can all work together to help him feel and be successful with you." In some cases, you may need to take legal action or get legal representation, but you can still have a kind mindset. So kindness is my New Year's resolution, and I invite you all to join me in it. Changing our mindset will take conscientiousness and practice, and over time, it can become our default way of thinking and being. In practice, it will mean something specifically different to each of us. But any change we want to make, and by change I mean learning and growing, not changing who we are, any change we make will be best served and most sustainable if we approach it with a mindset of kindness. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and Happy New Year to us all. And with a mindset of kindness, please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.